Listener Production. Good afternoon, I'm Amy Goggins. Grief is turning to anger in the wake of that mass primary school shooting in Texas as fresh details of the police response come to light. Officials have admitted it was the wrong decision to not try to break into the classroom where the gunman was sooner, saying there's no excuse for over 40 minutes of inaction. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has been quizzed on why the police's narrative has changed so dramatically. He says he was misled.
My expectation is that the law enforcement leaders that are leading the investigations, they get to the bottom of every fact with absolute certainty.
South Australian police have launched an investigation after the death of a man during an arrest in Adelaide CBD. Police say they received numerous calls from members of the public around 9:30 last night with reports of two men fighting. Both men were restrained and placed under arrest, with one becoming unresponsive. CPR was given, but he died at the scene. Novak Djokovic says he doesn't hold any grudges and is still keen to come back down under and play in next year's Australian Open. The tennis star was sensationally booted out of the country earlier this year following his vaccination status. The Joker says he's not sure if his visa will be reinstated following the change in government, but he would love to be back. And the jury in the high-profile defamation trial between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard has begun deliberations. The AFL has ticked off last night's controversial ending to Sydney's victory over Richmond, saying the non-50-metre penalty call was correct. In the Savos action, the Lions host GWS and the Cats welcome the Crows. Or Fremantle face a tough test against the Demons at the MCG. Nick Riewoldt telling Triple M Freo will be up against it.
Geez, they've struggled to score. They've scored 33 and 44 points respectively the last 2 weeks, and they come up against the best defence in the competition in the Ds.
Kickoff soon between the Warriors and Knights, while Josh Mansell will return for the Bunnies in their clash with the West Tigers. Last night, Wanderwai Bronco Payne Haas says he was rattled following booing from the Brisbane fans in their tight win over the Titans. Dan Ganane weighing into the situation on Triple M.
I wonder if that reaction and what you heard from him is going to affect what he does going forward.
Old Panthers star Jerome Luai has been charged with a high tackle in their win over the Cowboys. He'll cop a fine.
Listener.